3 meteorologist Matt Peterson on KYW News Radio.
All right, thanks, Matt. We're going to head out now to a KYW's Jim Melward, who's at the Montgomery County Emergency Operations Center. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, the Chester-Montgomery County border really saw a heavy snow band come through. A break now, sort of a sleety mix falling here with the heavy wind. They're hopeful here at the Emergency Operations Center they don't see the activity they saw on Friday. They say between noon and midnight Friday, they got about 6,800 calls. That's about 7 times the typical number for that span. So far this morning, though, it looks like people have heeded the call and are staying off the roads. About a half an hour ago, there was maybe a flurry of vehicle accidents, of about a dozen accidents across the county. There are some road closures. Most of those are left over from Friday. PICO reported about 4,000 outages, many of those also left over from Friday, but it has been snowing out here all morning, and again, after that intense band came through and with the wind, road conditions, well, some plows have gone through, so not necessarily getting worse, but you can see the power of the storm, and so we'll see what it brings this afternoon. Live in Eagleville, Jim Melward, KYW News Radio.
Yeah, and that is the key. As Matt was telling us, things are going to pick up this afternoon. That's when we're going to see the heaviest snow. We're going to go live now to KYW's Tim Jimenez, who has been driving around Delaware County this morning, checking out conditions there. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Now in Wayne on Lancaster Avenue. Took the back roads all the way from Newtown Square, and while the main roads are mostly just fine, a little wet and slushy like here in Lancaster Ave, some of the back roads are tougher to get through. Not as many people on those roads. The snow has been sticking. Power outages, that remains an issue here. PICO reporting 4,000 homes and businesses without power in Delaware County. That's up several hundred from a half hour ago or so. Still, most of those affected, a couple thousand, they've been without power since last week's storm pummeled the area. Live in Wayne, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.
All right, thanks, Tim. We're going to head now to Jersey. KYW's David Madden is in Swedesboro, Gloucester County, with a check on conditions there. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Carol. Here's something you don't see in every snowstorm, an overturned salt truck. That was the situation here at the New Jersey Turnpike Maintenance Yard in Swedesboro, just north of exit 2, not on the off-ramp for the for the turnpike itself. It's off of the road from traffic. It has since been uprighted. No sign of any injuries, and traffic is moving along. But then again, it's something that if you pass by this for about an hour, you probably shook your head and went, what's that? Live in Swedesboro, David Madden, KYW News Radio.